this is my first time trying to record a podvic, and I'm doing a cold read. So it's the feel of a moray. And the summary is as follows. Riddle gets the opportunity to touch Floyd in his mer form for the first time. Riddle had read about mer people before. He had studied their biology, their customs, their history. He knew that they hatched from eggs, lacked mammalian features like nipples, and had evolved in a world where water dictated everything. He had recited facts about them in exams, written essays on the varying compositions of their scales compared to those of freshwater species. But all of that was theoretical. Nothing had prepared him for this. Floyd, in his mare form, floated lazily before him, half draped over the edge of the pool. The transformation had been sudden, brought on by the heavy rains that had flooded parts of campus. His long, eel-like tail, impossibly long, coiled in the water beneath him, gleaming under the moonlight like wet ink. He was watching Riddle with a grin, all sharp teeth and amusement. "Go on, goldfishy," Floyd teased. "You were staring, weren't you? Want a touch?" Riddle hesitated. He had been staring, but not out of rudeness, merely out of curiosity. To see Floyd like this in his natural state was different from the controlled environment of textbooks. There was something undeniably unworldly about it. The way the scales caught the light, the way the translucent fins fanned out and trembled with every subtle movement. Slowly, cautiously, he reached out. His fingertips met cool, damp skin just above the point where Floyd's human torso melted into scales. The texture was smooth, but not slimy. More like wet velvet than the silk, slick, slippery fish he had imagined. He pressed a little harder, feeling the underlying muscle beneath. It was firm, almost like touching a coiled spring, ready to snap into motion at any moment. His hand drifted lower, past the firm skin and onto the tail itself. Here the sensation changed. Small, nearly imperceptible scales ran along the length, so fine that they were more like overlapping layers of silk rather than the rough plates of a fish. When he traced them with his fingers, they shifted slightly, adjusting beneath his touch, like a field of seagrass in the current. Floyd hummed, his voice a lazy drawl. "Tickles." Riddle pulled his hand back as if burned, face coloring. I didn't mean to." Floyd just laughed, kicking his tail lazily, sending ripples across the water. "That's fine. Nobody ever asks to touch, you know. They just assume it's gross or weird." Riddle swallowed, composing himself. "It's not gross, it's unique." Floyd blinked at him, something unreadable in his expression. Then he grinned again, wild and full of mischief. "Wanna touch the fins next?" Riddle turned on his heel. "Absolutely not." Riddle hadn't expected to be left waiting in Azul's office. He had come for business, official dorm leader affairs, nothing more. But Azul had been called away for a moment, leaving him seated stiffly in the plush chair, tapping his fingers against his sleeve. The scent of salt water clung to the air, faint but ever present, and the gentle hum of water filtration systems filled the silence. And then there was Floyd. sprawled across a soul's chaise longue, half in a water tank, half out, his long tail draped lazily over the floor. His fins twitched every so often, translucent and fanning out before settling again. He was humming something tuneless, sharp teeth flashing in an idle grin as he watched Riddle with an unmistakable amusement. "Nay, Goldfishy, why do you look so tense? You're not scared of little old me, are you?" Riddle sighed, exasperated, but used to this by now. "I'm not scared of you, Floyd. I simply have no interest in entertaining your games right now." Floyd pouted exaggeratedly before stretching out, his tail curving over the carpet like a great serpent. "Boring. You're no fun when you're all prim and proper. Bet you're still thinking about last time, huh? When you touched my tail?" Riddle stiffened, but schooled his expression quickly. "I was merely curious, that's all." Floyd grinned wider. "Then you should finish what you started." Before Riddle could protest, Floyd flicked his tail, sending a few stray water droplets his way, and shifted, resting his head on his arms. His side fins, delicate and webbed, twitched again. "Come on, I know you wanna. Nobody ever gets to feel the fins, you know. It's a once-in-a-lifetime deal." Riddle pursed his lips. He shouldn't. This was ridiculous. He was waiting for Azul, not indulging Floyd's whims. And yet, with a careful, measured breath, he reached out. His fingertips brushed the fin along Floyd's side. It was different from the tail. Where the scales had been smooth and firm, the fin was impossibly delicate. Thin, almost translucent, it trembled under the slightest pressure. The texture was unlike anything Riddle had felt before, like a cross between silk and the wings of an insect. It flexed instinctively at his touch, almost like a heartbeat beneath his fingers. Floyd shivered. Riddle yanked his hand back immediately. Did I hurt you?" "I have," Floyd mumbled. "Eyes have lidded. Just sensitive." Riddle hesitated before clearing his throat. "It's softer than I expected." Floyd cracked an eye open, grinning in that lazy, predatory way of his. "You like it, don't you?" Riddle went rigid. "That's not..." Before he could sputter further, the door creaked open. Azul stepped in, pausing briefly at the side before him. Riddle, red-faced, still half-reaching towards Floyd, and Floyd grinning like a cat that had cornered a canary. Azul sighed. "I don't even want to know."